You are not an ordinary person. We are the outshining of God's glory. Don't let any circumstance have enough power to bother you. The Father has nowhere to stay than inside you and cannot express himself unless through your body. So your body becomes his body. That is why the Bible says we are the body of Christ. Saudi, say, I'm a doer of the word. I'm a world shaker. I live by the word. I'm born by the word. We are here to produce heaven on this earth. I produce heaven on earth. Zadiva Kasi. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. That's why I say, don't give up. Hey. Moko seki para buka du seki baha. Zagu. Rebege de bezia. Vege. Yakusa ti paroski para katara. Ah, do like 10 water into one.
Shout hallelujah. So it says, steady to show yourself approved, a workman or as a worker that need not to be ashamed, that need not to be faulty, to have fault in the sight of God. It says, rightly dividing the word of truth. So it is your responsibility to study. You have a personal responsibility as a Christian to do what? You have a personal responsibility as a Christian to do what? To study. It doesn't matter where you find yourself. You study yourself out of that place. I've said it over and over again. You study yourself out of that place. It doesn't matter. You study yourself out of that place. You study yourself out of that place. Shout hallelujah. So it says, study to show yourself approved as a workman. Study to show yourself. So I asked, how many of you have a personal time for study? Nobody has. So you will be a workman with fault. You know, there are a lot of things from the word of God. See, the word of God, we don't know the word of God to teach it all. People think that is the reason. So I'm not a man of God. So why should I study the word of God? Because they think when you study the word of God, the main reason is for you to be able to preach and teach. No. It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. So the word defines our life. How important the word is. Every aspect of your life must be consistent with the word of God. You know what the scripture says? It says that if I offer all my goods to the poor and give myself to be burned and I do not have love, it profits me nothing. So it means that you can do things which are not consistent with the word of God and people will still celebrate you. Because if you offer all your goods to the poor, people say, hey, this man is good. Yet it says that if it's without love, then what has happened? Doesn't profit anything. So whatever you do, this even your that's what I said, even your giving. Your giving, you're coming to the house of God. There is a way to come to the house of God. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next month, I'll be talking much about prosperity, money, giving, health, all of that. Very important. It's important that before even you come into the house of God, you put your money in an envelope and you are bringing it. You are ready to come and give. You understand? You don't come and so take your seats like we are now trying to stir you up to. No. You go to certain churches, they are stirring people up to give. That's a waste of time. The Lord has told me something this year, that whatever you want to see happening in the lives of the people you are talking to, teach them. Teach them. So if I don't teach you, I wouldn't see it happen. But I'm just sitting down expecting that the more I come here and I talk, things will happen in your life. It won't happen. But the more I teach you something, that which I teach you that you know will manifest, it will surely do. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are following me so far? So it's important. You are coming to the house of God, you have your envelope, you have your money in already. Why? You know that I can't come into the house of God empty-handed. So you are already prepared. It's not you are coming and say, oh, you come, you enter, you take, you say, oh, give me an envelope. Give, put it before even we start the service. So if you come late there, you are in trouble. that you see, your heart, oh, as the deer panteth for water, so my soul panteth after thee. Your heart is pant. You want to take something and give to the Lord, for instance. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says, steady. Let's go to Psalm 1. I'll teach you a lot of things tonight. There's a way to behave in the house of God. It's all scriptural. It's not... Lobo shakala hasin kelebekus. Psalm chapter 1. Have you all gotten to that place? Shall we all read it together? Verse 1 to 6. Okay, let's take from verse 1 and verse 2. We take verse 2, verse 3. So if you didn't bring your Bible there. Psalm 1, verse 1. Quickly. 1, 2, go. Oh, la bashita, la koskita, la kasa. That's verse 1. Hey, verse 1. See, it's very important. This is one of my favorite scriptures. Robert, you know that. I'll always talk about this scripture. Very, very important. It says, blessed is the man. Blessed is that man. Blessed. He has already pronounced a blessing on that man. Do you know what the scripture says? So shall my word be that proceeded out of my mouth. So when it says, blessed is this man, who is that man? It says, the one who does not do what? Walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is that man. Blessed is that man. Do you know what blessings are? When we say you are blessed, do you know what it means? When we even come to church and we don't pray, we don't do anything, we say you are blessed. We just say you are blessed. Do you know what that means? It says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel, the advice of the ungodly. Nor does what? Nor does what? Hey. Stand in the way of sinners. You are born again. All your friends are sinners. They are not born again. You sit in the seat of the mockers, of the scornful. People who are mocking the church, mocking pastors, mocking Christians. You are sitting with them. You wouldn't say some. As they are saying it, you won't say some. You are just there laughing. He says, blessed is the man who does not. So the one who does is what? He says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly. Their counsel. The advice of the ungodly. Christians who take advice from people who are not born again. Today I'm hitting on certain things. Yes. Now, there are Christians whose counsel, they get their counsel from movies. They watch a particular movie and the person did this way. And then because of that, their decisions and the way they are doing things is according to this movie. In the movie, this person did that and that. That is where you take your decisions from. And talk shows. Talk shows. All manner of talk shows. People talk about relationship, talk about marriage, talk about motivation, whatever. They say all manner of things. What life took from me. Motivation. All telenovelas, all manner of people say we are motivation. Motivation what? See, let me tell you something. Your certainty, you can be certain about the word of God when you know the word of God. You cannot be certain about your life, regardless of what you hear anywhere. You can't be. Because the world itself is not certain about what they say. One man of God says something. They say that we have 9 planets. Now they say we have more than 9. Is there any scientist here? Offense the scientist. Shout hallelujah. But he says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You are confused about a particular situation. It's not your friend you confide in. It is the word of God that you go to. Sit down with the word. Have a personal time in the word of God with the Holy Ghost. You will know what you should do.
Stay tuned. We will be right back.
As I came into this place, I felt.
Do you find it difficult praying? Do you lose interest in studying the Word of God? Do you get excited about things that do not enhance your spiritual growth? Do you desire to grow spiritually and see the Word of God produce results in your life? Then join Minister Prince on our weekly podcast and Minister Prince Online by logging on to www.tcminternational.org. You're blessed. Welcome back.
Your friend at work, anything that is happening, you are telling your friend at work. Who is not born again? Some are born again and they are ignorant. They are carnal. So blessed is that man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Be careful about the counsel of the ungodly. You understand? It says evil communication corrupt good manners. Evil what? Communication corrupt good manners. So, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat, stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scorners, mockers, or of the scornful. Blessed is that man. So, you used to take counsel from your friend who is not born again, from TV, you change. You say, I want to be a blessed person. See, there's a difference between you are blessed because you are in Christ and you experiencing the blessing. The one who experiences the blessing is also blessed. Who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners. Your friends, you are, how many Christians do I have here? Your friends are not sinners unless you want to get them saved. It is very important. Why? Because the company you keep will either influence you for the good or for the bad. That's all. And God knows why. He says, blessed is this person who doesn't do what? Stand in the way of sinners. He says, what yoke does righteousness and unrighteousness have? So your friend is not saved. You've told him to be saved. He wouldn't be saved. You don't keep company with him unless you are bringing him to church. Simple. Are you following me? These are decisions you take. You want to grow in your spiritual life. You want to grow in your walk with God. You want to increase in learning. I had a friend that anytime I opened my Bible to study, that is when he would call me. Say, I'm coming to your room right now. I had a friend that like that. When I was in school. Whenever I open my Bible, I sit down on my bed to study. He will call me. Osofo, uho. Osofo, uho. Anytime you sit down to study, that is when he will call you and say, uho. Na me se me ba ho se si ya. A time came, I said, no, this guy. When he called me, I said, me ni ho. And there are people like that. The time that you want to pray or you want to study, you see phone calls coming in quickly. You pick the phone call, the person will be talking plenty. Sometimes they will talk and talk and talk and talk. There's nothing important to say. They are your friends. You are keeping them as friends. And some of them are sinners. Some are even Christians. They will call, they don't have anything to say. They are just talking. See, when I was growing, I think when I was studying the word of God years back, sometimes my parents would even call me. I'll just look at the phone and I'll just put it there. That's why when I'm studying, because sometimes that's why I'm teaching you about this thing, having a personal study time. When you have a time to personally study the word of God, you realize that when you enter into your room, for instance, you begin to study, you begin to pray, you begin to study, there is more times there is an atmosphere that comes on you, that comes there. There's an atmosphere, there's a spiritual atmosphere. You would realize that all of a sudden you become very sensitive, very active spiritually. When they call you and they talk, by the time they finish talking, you don't know where you even stopped. So I'll just put the phone down and then finish. When I finish, I'll call them. These are decisions that you take. It's not, I want to grow spiritually. And you will always need to grow spiritually because godliness is profitable unto all things. That's what the scripture says. It says, exercise. Physical training is profitable. It's profitable. But godliness, and I've realized that most of the churches now emphasize, they say training is profitable, and so their emphasis is on jogging every day, training physically. No. It says it's profitable, but godliness is profitable unto all things. So the profit from the jogging can even come from godliness. You didn't catch that. Bishop Dark said something. He said that there was a man who always was going for training, was going for training. They would preach to him, he wouldn't be saved. He would just go for training. The wife would say, my husband, he's strong. Whenever he goes to the wife would say, my husband, he's very strong, very healthy, always going for jogging. He wouldn't go and meet the man to preach to the man. One day when he went there, the guy was shaking there, about to die. Strong man. So it is very important. It's godliness. One day that scripture hit me. I said, Kai, godliness is profitable unto all things. You are godly at the point of death, you just wake up and become it. Godliness is profitable. Things are not going well. It says you are godly, you are spiritual. You will see things begin to change. You will know what you should do for things to change. They may take time, but they will change. Godliness is profitable in your health, profitable in your life, even in your education. Godliness is profitable. Yesterday, last week, Ofe was saying this. You forget, you pray in the Holy Ghost, you remember. Godliness. Godly people remember what they forget, even in the exams room. Oh, Lima Sakabalahaya. Godly people have spiritual influence. It says, but his delight. His what? His delight. It matters where your delight is. I will say this over and over. It matters where your delight is. But his delight is in the word of God. And on the word of God, he meditates day and night. Okay, can I get a board? His delight is in the law of his God. His delight. His delight. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord. And he shall do what? He shall give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord. So your desire is in, your delight is in the word of God. Your delight is in the word of God. And upon the law, upon the word of God, you meditate day and night. So you give yourself to meditation. Your delight is in the law. Your delight is in the word. You delight in studying. If you don't used to delight in studying, that is why I'm teaching you now. So that you begin to delight in studying the word of God. Some of you put your Bibles under pillows. You put your head, you sleep. Some, they say, oh, I'm having nightmares. They take Bible, put it on their chest. They are sleeping. No devil is a friend of a Bible. No devil is a friend of a Bible. devil is only afraid of the Christian who knows who he is. This Paul we know. But your delight is in the word of God, and upon the word of God you meditate day and night. It means that you spend more time on meditation. There are a lot of there are a lot of things that you see happening in your life when you begin to meditate. There are a lot of things. There are a lot of decisions that you take. There are a lot of things that the Holy Ghost will tell you as you begin to meditate. There are a lot of things. I've realized that when I pray and I meditate on the scriptures more and more, I've realized that when I'm ending, the Holy Ghost begins to tell me about other issues which may not even be consistent with the word of God. Every other issue. Any other issue, I want the Holy Ghost to tell me something. Just, I want to take a decision. I want the Holy Ghost to talk to me about the decision I want to take. When I'm praying, I study. I'm about to stand up, and the Holy Ghost will tell me this. It's settled. Many Christians are confused about different situations. Confused because of this. It's important. Look at someone, tell the person it's important. That you meditate day and night. You spend time to study. Some people say, I don't have time. The same people have time to do other things. Other physical, sensible, sensual things. But they say, we don't have time for. You see, you are very busy. You are very busy. A Christian who is very busy. So busy that he cannot study the word of God. Because he has told us that when a person studies the word of God, this is what will be his outcome. He has pointed us to the outcome of such a person. He says, such a person shall be like a tree planted where? Oh, are you following me? Planted by the streams, the rivers of water. You meditate day and night. It means that you spend more time meditating. You spend your time studying the word, thinking and pondering on the word of God, saying the word of God to yourself. I know who I am. I'm born again. I know who I am. I'm not an ordinary person. This thing cannot. You spend time speaking the word of God to yourself. You encourage yourself. You build up the word of God. You build up yourself as you speak the word of God to yourself. That is part of meditation. You think on the word of God. You are going to work. You are thinking on the word of God. You enter your room. You sit down. You close the door. You are thinking on the word of God. Because a lot of Christians don't have anything to do. They wouldn't do what the word says. So they don't have anything to do. So sometimes they spend all their time. From WhatsApp to where? Viber. From Viber to where? Facebook. From Facebook. And in none of that, they are doing anything spiritual. From all of that to TV. To Instagram. After Instagram, you just change one station. You put it down small. Take their phone small.
Thank you for listening. Please visit us at World Changes Conference this and every Sunday, 6 p.m. at Airport West Hotel, Accra. For more information, call us on +233 249 356529. You are blessed. Looking unto Jesus, enjoy grace as you grow in the knowledge of God. So blessed.